This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill in the legislature would give money to cities to prepare for climate disasters. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The bill creates a program that collects fees from insurance companies into a special fund. Local governments can apply for that money to help with projects that mitigate the effects of wildfires, droughts, floods, and other disasters. The fund would raise about $4.5 million a year. Colorado Communities for Climate Change says that would likely equal a $2 fee on a typical homeowner's policy. The bill acknowledges that climate change is worsening disasters across Colorado. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A bipartisan coalition of education advocates is proposing a statewide ballot measure to close the achievement gap between low and middle-income children. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The measure would give low-income families up to $1,500 per year to pay for after-school and summer services, like tutoring or science experiences. It would be funded by a tax increase on recreational marijuana sales and revenues from recreation and leases on state lands. Mike Johnston is CEO of Gary Community Investments. He says many low-income children slide academically over the summer.
We know high-dosage tutoring can really work, but that requires 2 to 3 hours a week, 10 to 12 weeks in a row.
The proposal's final language needs approval and then thousands of voter signatures before it is placed on the ballot. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado plans to create the Prescription Drug Affordability Board to try to lower drug costs. It would consist of health experts in healthcare economics and clinical medicine, appointed by the governor and charged with investigating why drug costs are increasing. The board would also set price caps on the most expensive prescriptions. Under the plan, insurance companies would still negotiate prices for most drugs. Governor Polis favors setting up the board. Congress passed a COVID relief package today that includes $1,400 for most Coloradans. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper joins us in 10 minutes to talk about the nearly $2 trillion plan that is headed to the president's desk for his signature. 48 in Denver, also 48 in Colorado Springs. It's 30 in Vail, 50 in Grand Junction, 53 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.